and in Baxter in the Morning.
So we wake up this morning wondering if we're going to have frozen roads, and the first thing I get is a text from Kelly like, do we need to be there extra early? I guess you want to get here like 2 o'clock this morning or something like that.
No, not that early.
Be prepared.
But like, luckily, around here, for the most part, roads weren't impacted by any icy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a little bit of ice on street signs and stuff like that, but for the most part.
I woke up to my son on the couch at 4 o'clock thinking, watching Channel 8, thinking that he was going to wait on the school closings. And he was so excited. Last night, I'm like, buddy, it's not going to happen. He's like, Mom, look at this, because he loves weather. Their stuff. So I was like, go back to, you only have 2 hours. We're going to school today. And he was like, oh. I was like, I know.
Yeah. That's I remember funny. The heartbreak days like that. So he'll have a really long day.
He's going to have a really long day.
Is he still awake right now?
No.
So he did go back to sleep.
Yeah, he went back to, he was asleep by the time I left.
I forget though how many kids look forward to those days. I'm telling you, you're probably not going to get very many more snow days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Your snow day quota has pretty much been taken, I think. Mm-hmm. Let's get you caught up on what's trending this morning. Today's Wednesday, February the 7th of 2018. President Trump has asked the Pentagon to basically do a military parade. He wants to show how much stuff we have in the military.
How about it?
All the tanks and stuff like that. So he wants a public display. This hasn't been done in like 3 decades.
That's crazy.
SpaceX and the Falcon Heavy rocket is more powerful than any rocket today. It was successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, and this thing costs about $90 million, right? They say the intention is for it to be able to fly to Mars in 1 day.
Golly.
It's like, it's going to be going fast. Snapchat. I didn't realize people were still as heavy into Snapchat, but Snapchat's reporting a lot of growth in this most recent quarter. They say that the app is now used by 187 million people daily. And that's up from 178 million. So that's pretty big, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever log on to that?
You know, sometimes. But like you said, you know, it's almost like I use Instagram more for their story stuff as opposed to Snapchat.
I do too.
I'm going to Snapchat right now to see what's going on. Because I heard there's an update on Snapchat and people aren't happy with the update.
Oh.
It's one of the big things on Twitter this morning. Kylie Jenner is kind of a big story. She announced the name of her baby. The baby's name is Stormy. So.
Is that after? Never mind.
What? The girl from the President Trump stuff?
Man.
It could be that.
Golly.
Congratulations goes out to Corey Keller, the new Miss Arkansas State University. David got to host that event last night.
It was a fun time, man.
I heard he was awesome. I heard he looked dapper. Dapper
Dave.
You.
Dapper Dave.
Thank you.
That's what all the sorority girls were calling him. So basically, Corey's originally from Stuttgart. She won a $5,000 scholarship and is going to now get to compete at Miss Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Other finalists include Emily Doggett, Brooke Barnes, Madison Kate, and Kylie Henderson. They're all runners-up. Let's see here in sports. What's the story on this Josh McDaniels guy?
Well, this is pretty weird because before the Super Bowl was even done, the Indianapolis Colts were saying that Josh McDaniels, who is the offensive coordinator of the Patriots, was going to be their head coach. Yeah. And he agreed to it. There were even tweets sent out. And then suddenly, he said, no, I'm not going to be the head coach.
Wow, man.
And now the Colts are trying to scramble to get their guy. And here we are almost in the middle of February, and they don't have a head coach yet.
That's weird because even during the Super Bowl, they were talking about McDaniels leaving. Like, that was a big topic.
Exactly.
Today's also National Ballet Day. Kelly was in the ballet when she was younger. So.
Yes.
Also, National Send a Card to a Friend Day. So. Ooh. You can send me gift cards. Those are the kind of cards I like.
Oh, man.
Big hashtags overnight. Hashtag Stormy. Hashtag Josh McDaniels. And hashtag Snapchat. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Was doing some Instagram stories last night. Me and Kai.
That's fun.
Never posted them.
Oh.
I just can't do it.
Why?
Because I'm too picky. And my wife and I actually got into an argument about it.
I can see that.
Because she's like, that's funny. I'm like, no, it's not. I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way my head looks. I don't like this. My shirt looks too baggy.
Here's the thing. You're never going to be able to change your head.
Yeah.
I know that. So maybe I just should never be seen.
No, you just get over it and you,
you know
do
what
it.
I'm saying?
You just do it.
But it's weird. Like some people are so comfortable with just turning their camera around and filming themselves doing whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not really that guy yet.
I totally get it.
Are you there?
No. I love it, like, following, like, Kristen Bell, and she's at her house with no makeup on, and she's funny, and she's cute, and I'm like, how does she do that?
Right.
You know? Because I would love to do more stuff like that, just to be silly and stuff, but I'm like, no one wants to see that.
What if I look like an idiot? And that's what I was thinking last night. And then I start thinking, man, you know, should I have shaved? Should I have done this? Should I have done that? It's crazy. David, you shouldn't shake your head. You were in front of thousands of people and with all kinds of girls last night, and mm-hmm. we didn't see 1 second of anything. I don't even know if you were really there.
I was busy, and I was there.
Hey, when I go to do things at A-State, I'm busy, but you know
we
what?
We know you're there.
I take a second. I'll take a picture.
Well, I had a lot going on.
Did you even have one picture?
Not even one picture.
No.
I saw pictures from Kelly Damphus.
You didn't take a picture of yourself at all?
No.
Destiny Quinn posted photos, Kelly Damphus. Dave is not even there. I don't even think they let him in the building.
I'm pretty sure. Maybe he didn't host.
Maybe that's the reason he didn't invite us to go with him is because he didn't even really do it.
He just wanted us to think he did.
We're going to host it. He was like the host of the Grammys where he's not on stage.
Oh.
He did the voice of the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next.
Oh, that'd be great to be that voice because then no one has to see you. You can wear pajamas if you want to.
See, I could do that.
Yeah, yes. That'd be perfect.
It's just the way my life is right now, y'all. 618 in K-Fine Country. Hey, speaking of Miss Arkansas State University, we actually have the new Miss ASU coming into the studio later on this morning.
Yeah, it'll be around 7:30 she'll be coming in. And she is fantastic. It's going to be fun. You gotta check that out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That whole deal on Doritos, trying to make the lady chips less messy, less crunch. Well, evidently they got a bunch of flack from that, and now they're saying they were joking.
Are you so upset?
Because I wanted the chips.
Yeah, you're going to buy them for your family.
Less crunchy.
That's one of those situations where you're being real, and then you get called out for it.
We're just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding, man. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. That is exactly what Doritos is doing right now.
I think so, too. Because their deal was, we already have chips designed for ladies. They're called Doritos.
Exactly.
Which is kind of what we were saying anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, don't mess with the plan.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, you're going to buy Doritos. Which ones do you buy?
The normal ones. Plain. I do like Cool Ranch.
The cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay, nacho cheese.
Yeah, I go back and forth between nacho cheese and Cool Ranch. Those are my go-tos.
Yeah, me too. Mm. Aren't there some other ones, though, now?
There's
more spicy ones, like the spicy nacho ones. And
ooh, yeah. Are those good? Mm-hmm. See, because I can't buy those because Kai wants chips, and then he'll try to tear into those, and then I'll have to hear about it for 45 minutes, and his mouth is on fire.
Right.
Oh, there's the Doritos Blaze. You know, we had the commercial on that the other night.
Yeah.
There's the Spicy Nacho Dynamite something. I don't know. There's a lot of different flavors.
What are those little weird chips, those that are really
Takis?
Spicy? Those are
I
so
love
good.
Them.
Yeah.
So they're so good.
The first time I had one of those, I wanted them every day.
And there's like lime in it, and they're spicy.
My mouth is watering right now.
They're really good.
I like that.
No, they're really good. And they're weird because they're not like they're chips, but they're like rolled up.
Yeah, they're rolled up.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. That sounds kind of weird to me.
Why are Kelly and I so much the same?
Kids
I hate that.
Y'all are the same Takis. Person. I think we're twins.
It's
we were
really
separated
strange.
At birth. Mm-hmm.
You know what's great? Oh, the Takis are great. Like, I don't even finish the sentence. She's just coming out saying stuff.
You put your hands up, and I could see what you were trying to do. Like, the rolled up chips, I could tell.
Well, Fritos are like that too, aren't they? Or whatever.
Well, not well, kind of.
Some
not
are
Fritos.
They've
Cheetos.
Got those twist Fritos.
That, yeah, they're all
oh,
the
they
twist
do?
Fritos. Yeah, those
oh,
are good.
So they're copying.
They're like chili cheese Fritos.
I bet Taki or whatever you're talking about is copying Frito.
Did you guys see the Cheeto that Jason Aldean got?
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, go to his social media because it looks like a body part.
It's pretty funny, actually. And his quote is pretty funny as well.
It looks like a body part that not everybody has.
Correct.
About 50%
only
of people.
The people.
Hey, there's also a thing out today that talks about Arkansas being one of the worst states. Actually, we are ranked the worst state to be single and dating.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's
great.
Not good.
Of all the states, we're the worst. So if you're single right now, yeah.
Good luck.
Just wanted to give you the heads up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Getting all David's information from last night, Miss ASU. He was the host of that event, so if you were there, he was the guy up there on stage.
And he just posted a really cute picture.
So congratulations to Corey Keller, the winner of Miss ASU. She's actually going to be in studio later on this morning.
Yeah, in about 45 minutes from now.
All right, so that should be fun to kind of get her idea of like, okay, you won a pageant.
Yeah.
Now what's next? Hey, guess what? You're going to Miss Arkansas.
I know.
Like that's there's some pressure with that. Is she a longtime pageant girl or was this the first one? Do you know?
I'm not 100% on that, but along with the opportunity to go out to Miss Arkansas, she gets a $5,000 scholarship. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
So congratulations to her. She'll be in at 7:30 this morning. So if you're friends of hers or want to hear from Miss ASU. That's coming up later on this morning. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Well, the rumors are flying everywhere that Kylie Jenner had named her daughter Butterfly or maybe Posey. But now we can confirm it wasn't any of those. Kylie has named her baby Stormy Webster.
I like it.
Cricket.
No, I do like it. Stormy with an I, too.
Yeah.
What's the baby's last name, though?
I guess it would be, Jenner? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, because she's not married.
Yeah, she's not married, so she didn't post a last name. Just Stormy Webster.
So let's see what sounds better. Stormy Scott? This is Travis Scott, right?
Yeah, yeah. Stormy Scott. Stormy. It's got to be Stormy Jenner, right? Because that's the brand.
That's the brand. I bet it's going to be Jenner.
Yeah.
If they're smart, Jenner.
But or Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Something completely off the wall like that. But the picture is really cute. She posted that on social media. It's Stormy holding her finger as she sleeps with the name and the caption and all that stuff. So go check that out from Kylie Jenner.
All right, so Justin Timberlake and Man of the Woods came out on Friday. And, of course, as we expected, Justin will have the number one album in the country. Sold around 300,000 copies.
That's good.
Which is still a lot of copies to be sold at this point. You know, of course, the comparison is, well, when Taylor Swift came out, she sold 1.25 million. It's a different game, though.
Yeah.
It really is. The other big album of the last year was Kendrick Lamar, and that was, what, like 700,000? Mm-hmm. But still, not bad for Justin Timberlake. Of course, that was all kicked off with the song Filthy.
Put your filthy hands all over me.
Yeah.
You know this ain't the clean version.
All right, so David confessed that he's kind of starting to get into the Say Something song.
Oh, it's so good.
Everybody says Say Something.
Says Stapleton in it. On the After Show podcast, which you can download and go to Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music, Kelly confessed that that's a 4 out of 10 album.
I did.
And she hates saying
it. Makes me upset.
Anyway, Man of the Woods, number one this week.
Okay, I don't even know how to talk about this because it blows my mind. I can't even fathom this. Kim Kardashian, okay? Rumors say, there's a tabloid that has come out that says Kim has a team of 12 stylists that have their own wing in her house. So they're ready at any moment for her to text them, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and say, hey, I want to take a selfie. So she texts them, and
this
actually,
awesome.
The ringtone or the text message sounds like a fire alarm.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so they all come in, they set everything up, and she takes 100 photos, and she chooses one for a selfie. And I want every girl to hear this.
That's wild.
Because just imagine that. That's like me hiring Hope Allen and saying, like, hey, I just woke up. Will you come glam me so I can take a selfie?
And she lives in your house.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
And then you had how many of them?
How
many people?
What do you mean?
How many
12.
12 people
12.
On the team. So imagine having 12 Hope Allens.
Yeah, so there's hair, makeup, lighting.
Unbelievable.
Editing people. Everything.
It's her brand, though. That's her business.
I can't wrap my head around
so
it.
So while some people will go to work, and they'll work an 8-hour day or a 10-hour day or whatever, she wakes up and takes a picture and makes millions of dollars.
Yes.
Wow. Like, legitimately, that's her business.
That's crazy.
I wish I was in that business.
Wow.
I'd just like to apply to work for her like that. No, probably not.
Well, you're just thinking about the picture she takes.
She does take some pretty good pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one you were showing me the other day, the ones you have saved on your phone, those are good ones.
Man, set me up.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So this guy was having some serious bathroom issues, and it's not even like the kind you're thinking here, okay? So a 20-year-old dude went to a strip club in South Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah. But when he got there, he started busting up a toilet, like kicking the thing down.
Busted.
Yeah, I really don't know what his reasoning was behind it, but he started like kicking this toilet and broke it. He broke the thing.
That's weird.
So water went everywhere, flooded the entire building.
He made it rain.
I guess you could say that.
Or flood.
Maybe.
But he eventually ran away and he got arrested. But it's like you were saying, though. He didn't just make it rain in the club. He made it flood in there. I don't know exactly what all that means, but it's pretty nasty when you think about it.
It is gross.
Sewage going everywhere.
Yeah.
People running out of the building.
Oh, that's bad.
Mm-hmm. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Let's go ahead and get you caught up on what's trending this morning. All right, today's Wednesday, February the 7th of 2018. So President Trump, guys, he wants to show off all of the stuff we have in our military.
Oh.
He wants to have a big parade where we get to show off all of our equipment. This hasn't been done in like 30 years, but I don't know if he's trying to show other countries. Like, here's the stuff we have.
I wonder how much that costs.
What, to do that parade like that? I don't really know. So did you guys see the story on the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket?
Mm-mm.
Like, it's supposed to be this bigger, heavier, faster, more expensive rocket that is supposed to be able to get people to Mars in one day.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, $90 million to do that. They actually launched it yesterday from Cape Canaveral, and they said it was very successful in the mission. So
cool.
There you go. Snapchat. I guess it's still a big deal. I kind of thought it was over, but people are saying that the analysts have said that Snapchat is still showing growth and that the app now reaches 187 million people daily.
Wow.
So I didn't realize that. Kylie Jenner, we mentioned this a few minutes ago, has announced the name of her baby. The baby's name is Stormy. So there you go with that. Let's see. This in sports, this is a big story, too. It looked like we had a new coach, a head coach for the Indianapolis Colts, and it looked like it was going to be a guy leaving the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, the story changes.
I mean, they were even talking about it in the Super Bowl. Josh McDaniels, who's the current offensive coordinator of the Patriots, they were saying, oh, taking the Colts job. Well, after the Colts had said he is the new head coach and tweets and stuff like that, he has decided to change his mind and is going to stay in New England instead. So now you have the Colts organization who's scrambling to find their new head coach.
That's crazy.
Yeah, kind of a mess.
And a big night last night on the campus of Arkansas State University. David the Barrel Boy was a host of Miss ASU. And congratulations goes out to the new Miss ASU, Corey Keller. So she's originally from Stuttgart. She won a $5,000 scholarship and will also compete at Miss Arkansas. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal for her. Also, congratulations to the runners-up Emily Doggett, Brooke Barnes, Madison Kate, and Kylie Henderson, all runners-up last night. And speaking of Corey Keller, she's actually going to be in studio later on this morning.
Yeah, less than half an hour.
All right, so the day after she wins.
Mm-hmm. I bet she's so tired.
Like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Less than 12 hours, right?
I know, yeah.
And we're making her wake up and come in here.
Don't put it like that.
Who was the one who forced this issue, David?
I'm pretty sure it was David.
I'm pretty sure it was Brandon.
I didn't talk to her.
You were blowing up David's phone, though, weren't you?
You better make this happen.
Today is National Ballet Day, also National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Big hashtags overnight. Hashtag Stormy for Kylie's baby. Hashtag Josh McDaniels for the football deal. And hashtag Snapchat. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
How y'all?
Doing
great.
Good.
Coming up at 7:30 this morning, the brand new Miss ASU, Corey Keller, is in the studio.
In studio.
And David thinks she's coming in to give us a rundown of being Miss ASU and like what that means heading to Miss Arkansas and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What we really want to know is how was David last night at Miss ASU?
That was going to be my first question to her.
Look, she was so focused on winning last night that I don't think she even knew who I was.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't know, maybe.
Maybe she's a big fan.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe she grew up listening to you.
Yeah, right. Grew up listening to me.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Wednesday, February the 7th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go.
We only had a camera in here.
Behind the scenes stuff right there. Oh my God.
I didn't know where the bell was, and David started freaking out. Like he shot up out of his chair.
We have to have the bell. Oh man.
It would be wrong to celebrate birthdays and not have the bell.
I know.
Exactly.
All right, so time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, February the 7th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Lori Stull, who is 41 years old today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lori. Carrie Ann Steen of Jonesboro turns 30. Sam Vance of Sedgwick is 65. Jonathan Burcham of Lepanto celebrating. Tyler Wayne Hall of Hoxie, 17. Dakota Neiswanger of Jonesboro is turning 10. Amelia Bolton of Paragould is 14. Let's see here. Jackson Brazil of Harrisburg turns 11. Gary Smith of Caraway has a birthday. Kylie Weaver in Brooklyn is 16. And Rowan Yeager of Truman is turning 6. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Isaiah Thomas is 29 years old. He's the guy who used to play for the Boston Celtics, and now he is a part of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I say Isaiah Thomas. What do you think?
Oh, man. I don't know. Isaiah Thomas was good.
You think of the legendary Isaiah Thomas. Mm-hmm.
The funny story about that is his dad was a Lakers fan, and he promised his best friend, if the Lakers lose to the Pistons in the finals, I'm naming my kid Isaiah Thomas.
Boom.
That's what happened.
There's and he goes on to play basketball. Mm-hmm. Because when I saw this guy's name was Isaiah Thomas, I thought he was like Isaiah Thomas's kid.
Exactly.
Right. Nope. Me too. Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
Ashton Kutcher is 40 years old today. Sully Erna of Godsmack turns 50 years old today as well.
I have a Godsmack CD or two.
You told me that was your favorite band of all time.
I did like them, David. You're making fun of me. Did you like Godsmack?
I don't know if I could name a song, actually.
I'll find some Godsmack.
Okay. Chris Rock is 53 years old today. James Spader is 58. He was in the Age of Ultron. In fact, he was Ultron.
The Blacklist, right?
Mm-hmm. He was on that. And he also Robert California in The Office. And, of course, one of the biggest birthdays we're going to have all year long, the legend, Garth Brooks, is 56.
Any reason to play Garth.
You said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain.
Everybody goes,
I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases.
So we typically play, you know, one or two songs of the big artist of the day, but I couldn't just pick one or two.
I'm glad I didn't know.
It's good.
The way it all would
takes me back to his concert.
The way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain. But I'd have had to miss the day.
The thunder rolls.
Guess what else?
And the lightning strikes.
Another love grows cold.
Garth is celebrating his birthday today.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
And I think we'll celebrate Garth today as well.
She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damned old rodeo. I will sail my vessel till the river.
Like, there's so many guys, we could just keep on going and doing this.
But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time.
Garth Brooks, happy birthday.
I'm on a roll and I swear my soul.
David, go.
So bring me to Vina Colada.
I can't hear you, David.
I want
he's shaking his head. What's Garth's favorite song to perform live?
Oh, it's got to be
Louisiana.
Yep, Baton Rouge.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge.
Hurry up, I got
to talk to the girl just for one more time.
Gonna send my love down to Louisiana.
I was halfway right. My brain works, guys.
Let's give away a K-5 Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Tyler Wayne Hall.
Hello, Samantha, dear. I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Go and Baton Rouge.
Full disclosure, out of all the songs we played, that's probably going into his concert one of my least favorites. And when I see him perform it, though, like, it makes me love this song.
So much energy.
All right, 718 in K-Fine Country. Happy birthday, Garth.
Morning.
Just posted my favorite photo of all time.
We know, Brandon. Go ahead and tell us about it.
I mean, probably outside of my photos of Kai being born, my picture with Garth Brooks is right up there with, you know, like, that's pretty important.
Even more so than your wedding pictures, from what you've told me in the past.
Ooh.
Now, that was not a fair shot. No, but so I put up on Twitter this morning the picture of myself and Garth, and, like, favorite Garth song of all time. What would you say it is? The best. You can only listen to one.
Probably The Dance is my favorite.
Yeah, I think
that's a good one. I have to go with Colin Baton Rouge. I love his energy when he performs it live.
He runs.
He runs crazy
all over the place.
So we celebrate Garth today, starting 56. And I don't know if you guys saw the video from the man in Missouri. There's a guy in Columbia, Missouri, and he's a big Garth Brooks fan. He's a firefighter, and he is in his last moments of life. Mm-hmm. So, I'm getting chills thinking about it. Okay, so he's in the hospital room. The family is around him, right? And what he wanted to do right toward the end with everybody there is one of the members of his family is playing the guitar, and he's singing The Dance. Y'all,
oh, my goodness.
Have you heard it yet? Because the video's out there, too, and even Garth has responded to this, but it's pretty powerful stuff. He's in the hospital bed. Just get ready. So I'm sitting there last night watching this. And of course I tear up. You, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's really sweet. We've been there in those moments, you know, and it's a sad moment. The whole family's there in the room.
Such a sweet video for that family to have.
Yeah.
He does the whole song. So Garth sees this, and in his Inside Studio G deal, he's talking about him, and he talks about, you know, the voice and the guy playing the guitar. Really, really sweet. And ultimately, he lost his battle with cancer. But it's a really sweet video. We'll share this on our Facebook page. You can check it out there, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we told you that David was going, and he was going to host Miss Arkansas State University last night. We were all excited. David wanted to go in kind of like a big boy moment. He wanted to host by himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelly and I weren't even invited.
Oh, that's whatever. True. I invited y'all yesterday.
Right. You said we could buy a ticket and show up. So David comes up to my office in the middle of the day and he says, hey, do you want me to try to get whoever wins Miss ASU to come into the studio? I'm like, that would be awesome. But like the chances of somebody winning, you know, Miss ASU around 9 o'clock last night and wanting to wake up and be here at 7:30, maybe not that great.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking about that, like, oh, I bet she gets no sleep at all.
But we have her in the studio right now, and she is fully made up.
Yeah, well, she walked in, and I'm like, I guarantee you she didn't get much sleep. She probably had family members here, and she looks amazing.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I was shocked when she walked in. Yeah. Corey Keller joins us in the studio, the new Miss Arkansas State University.
Yay, thank you so much for having me.
How do you feel this morning?
You know, I feel exhilarating. I'm not tired. Right now, probably will be later on in the day, but I'm very overwhelmed with the amount of love and support I've gotten from family and friends and other people I don't know.
Well, and the university was all over it too.
Yes, they were. Kelly Dampus was all over those selfies last night.
Oh my gosh, he's always about that. Did you get your selfie with him last night?
You know, I missed the selfie. It was so busy up on stage.
I think David missed everything last night.
Corey, was David even there? We have no proof that he was there.
Oh, whatever.
Absolutely. He did a great job. He did
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank awesome. You. I appreciate that.
Are you a pageant girl, like a lifelong pageant girl?
I actually competed in the Miss Arkansas's Outstanding Teen System whenever I was a teenager. And I was a Diamond State Princess before that. So, yes, I have a lot of experience with the Miss America system.
What makes you enjoy that? Why do you keep going?
You know, the scholarships really are a big draw. You know, last night I won a $5,000 scholarship to further my education here at Arkansas State University. And for somebody who wants to go to a grad school, that's a really nice thing to have. And to graduate college debt-free is going to be a blessing.
So as you're going through this collegiate career, you have the all these different options and things that you could do. What is it that you want to do, and what are you going to school for?
Well, I'm an exercise science and communication studies major, and the goal is to get into physical therapy school, hopefully at Arkansas State.
Awesome.
And get my doctorate in PT and hopefully do sports rehabilitation.
Wow. That big plans.
Fun, yeah. Awesome. Yes.
What was going through your mind last night as you're about to get on that stage and have to do all the different things you have to do in the competition?
Well, between sprinting from the dressing room to the stage, I had little time to think. But, you know, I was just really thinking that this is such a fun experience, and I really just need to live in the moment and really enjoy this time, because how many times can you say I've gotten on stage with some of my best friends, mm-hmm. some of my friends from the dance team, and really just had a great time, and I'm so glad I get to represent Arkansas State.
So your talent last night, what did you do?
I did a tap dance to Beyonce's Who Runs the World Girls.
Oh, nice.
Great song.
Yes.
Long-time tap dancer, or is that something you've learned?
Yes. I've been tap dancing since I was 3 years old, and it's something I really enjoy, and it's a lot of fun.
So you get done with the thing last night. You win. You have the crowning moment. I'm sure it's almost surreal in that moment. You're like, what's happening to me?
Yes. I kept saying, what? I was all I kept thinking. I was like, what is happening? And it's... Some parts of it are kind of a blur now because the adrenaline in the moment, but I was so excited and, yes, very overwhelmed.
What's the first thing you want when you leave the building? And, like, you know, everybody's gone and it gets quiet for a second. You have time to think and it's time to figure out what you want to eat, because in moments like that, I would imagine,
oh my goodness, yes.
I would imagine it's not a chicken breast.
No, it is not, because after you have so much grilled chicken, you can only have so much grilled chicken.
No joke.
So, first thing I did is my mom treated me and my roommates to Waffle House.
Nice. What did you get?
I got hash browns.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
So this is your mother behind us, right?
Yes, it is.
Hi, right. Mom.
So mom comes in to support you.
Yes.
And did you live in Stuttgart? Okay, so she's from Stuttgart, and that's where Corey's from as well. So mom comes in, you win, she takes everybody out to eat, then what happens?
Well, I was like, Mom, I have to be up around... 6 in the morning, do you want to stay and come do the interview with me the next day? And she actually had told me, she's like, well, just so you know, I'd already taken off work in case
Aww.
You
want.
That's awesome.
And so we blew up an air mattress and she slept in my dorm living room.
College life for you.
Corey yeah. Keller joins us in studio, Miss Arkansas State University. Obviously next on the agenda is Miss Arkansas. When is that? And what are you thinking about that as you're kind of starting that prep phase?
It's the final night of Miss Arkansas is June 19th at the Robinson Center in Little Rock. And so in preparation for Miss Arkansas, I'm going to be doing a lot of current event studying. I'm going to be doing a lot of exercising, a lot of dieting and talent practice and modeling practice and making sure I have all the clothes and everything that I need to get
that
ready.
That stresses me out.
Wow. I know, you just hear about that.
Yeah.
So yes. Like the diet, was last night your last good meal until June?
Every now and then. I'm an exercise science major, so they always tell you that it's good to have a cheat day every now and then and not to starve yourself or anything like that. So I'm definitely going to do it in a smart way so I can have what I want on occasion, but definitely
not be deprived.
Sure. Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't want to deprive myself, so I don't pig out as soon as it's over.
Do you think you'll do a tap routine when you get to Miss Arkansas? Are you going to change that up or what?
I'll probably do a tap routine. It probably won't be the same dance, but I'll definitely be doing a tap dance, but...
Do you make up the dances yourself, or does somebody else choreograph that for you?
No, I cannot choreograph a tap dance. There's a lot that goes into that that I don't think a lot of people realize. Mm-hmm. But yes, I will have that choreographed for me.
So like legitimately, like when you get into the pageant structure in the system, I would imagine this isn't something that is inexpensive. This probably is fairly expensive just to go through this, right?
It can be. It just kind of depends. You know, thankfully I have parents that are willing to support me, but... Since I won Miss Arkansas State University, I have a lot of benefits to it. You know, I have free tanning all year long.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Yes, Club Tan Studio sponsored that for me. And I have the $5,000 scholarship, so my education will be paid for. And
that's
so,
awesome.
And you have various clothing sponsors that are willing to help you, especially around Jonesboro. You know, this is such a giving community. And so they're going to be really willing to help.
What do you think your takeaway from Arkansas State is going to be when your career at school is done? What's your takeaway?
Oh, man, I've learned so many things already as a sophomore. But I think I'm just really going to take away the connections and the relationships mm-hmm. I built at Arkansas State. I even said on my onstage question last night that this is a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You're not just a number at Arkansas State, and I truly believe that. And so I'm really just going to take away the connections and the friends and the lifelong memories.
What about being a part of the Spirit Squads? I know that's something that, I mean, when you think about it, you go to school, you're going to be doing the pageant, you have the Spirit stuff to be doing. Like, that's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot, but, you know, it's a lot of fun at the same time, and I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it. You know, I love game day. I love the Red Wolves,
yep.
And getting to be Miss Arkansas State mm-hmm. is just a bonus.
Corey Keller joins us in studio this morning, the brand new Miss Arkansas State University. Do you mind if we play five questions with you real quick?
No.
All right. Are you guys ready to play? We're just
She's
rapid
like,
fire
oh,
questions.
Oh, no.
All right. Question number one, your favorite thing to watch on television?
Oh, my gosh. Right now, I would have to say the news because I'm going to have to get caught up on current events.
The news.
All right, let's go with this one. What's on your playlist, current playlist?
I love PYT by Michael Jackson. That is
that
my
That is a You should do your tap dance
song.
To that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I have a few things in mind, but I'm not really sure yet.
Dream job. You can do anything in life. What would your dream job be?
I would love to be a professional athlete's physical therapist and get to travel with the team and do a variety of things in season. And then when out of season, you know, stay in that town or city.
That would be cool.
And so
yeah.
It'd be really
awesome.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
What team, if you could pick the team?
Oh, you know, America's team, the Cowboys.
Yes.
She has become my favorite ever. In a movie about your life, who plays you?
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh,
I love her.
And the final thing, with your mother in the room, current celebrity crush?
Hugh Jackman.
Bam. Me too!
Oh, wow. Stop it! What's the movie, the one?
The greatest showman.
Is it awesome?
Yes. The soundtrack, yes.
And now I'm her biggest fan.
There we go.
No, I'm y'all's biggest fan.
Do something to win over David real quick. Corey Keller joins us in the studio this morning, the brand new Miss Arkansas State University.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Garth Brooks finally got to play Lower Broadway in Nashville. This is a big deal because there's a deal going on, a big country music deal in Nashville that's going on this week. And a bunch of people there are able to go out and do all these different meetings and stuff like that. And they go to these special showcases. And you never know who's going to be at the showcase. And inside this little place called Layla's, there's room for maybe 150 to 200 people. In walks this guy named Garth Brooks.
I would die.
So all the people in this place got to see Garth Brooks on the stage. Imagine like you see maybe us walk in and do karaoke somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Garth on the stage in front of 150
man.
People. It looks like he had a blast too. Just really another cool thing for Garth. He loved the energy. He loved the idea that he got to play down on Lower Broadway, which is kind of the main drag there in Music City. Here's what it sounded like from people in the venue in Nashville with Garth. T-shirt, ball cap.
That's awesome.
And it's Garth Brooks' birthday today, so happy birthday to the greatest of all time.
Chris Jansen was recently surprised by being invited to become the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. And apparently last night, his buddy Keith Urban surprised him.
Yeah.
Live on stage, Chris had a sold-out show at the Ryman. So he got up on stage, and Keith Urban said, "Chris, it's amazing for you to have a sold-out show at the Ryman. It's one of my favorite places in the world to play." And then he basically said, "I remember when I was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So it's only natural I would invite you to be the newest member of our family." So people went crazy. And then Chris basically said, "The Opry's where my heart is," and basically said he could probably die and be totally happy now that he's a member of the Opry.
In country music, that's what you want to be, is a part of the Grand Ole Opry.
Take a drunk girl home, let her sleep all alone, leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone.
It's Chris Jansen.
Pick up her life, she threw on the floor, leave the hall lights on, walk out and lock the door.
It's a really good song.
That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
The newest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Kane Brown and Lauren Elena, and believe it or not, they're actually junior high friends. I didn't realize that until now.
Yep.
But they scored a number one hit together that might have been the biggest hit of the year, What Ifs.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What
like
if
it,
it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
The song went double platinum. Yep. They didn't even realize it would go platinum. And when it went double platinum, kind of a shocking moment there for both of them.
Right.
But believe it or not, they may not be done yet with music. In fact, they actually talked about another song they kind of had ready, but it didn't make this past album, Kane Brown's, and it might even make the next album. So,
ooh,
of course,
neat.
That's a situation we'll have to keep you up to date on, because Kane Brown, Lauren Elena working together again would be pretty massive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Kane Brown has another massive hit on his hands right now with Heaven.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful.
I like this song.
Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than this.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Working through technology this morning. Kelly and I, like, we think we're kind of up to date on stuff. And then we realize...
We're not.
What do we do, David? Yeah, I know. And I don't even know what I'm doing, so I'm over here like giving bad directions.
What do we do, David?
Well, you click on this, I think.
How do you airdrop?
Just try to turn it off and turn
I
it
I already
back
knew
on.
How to airdrop. It was you that didn't know how.
Yeah. I didn't know if my phone had airdrop.
Right.
Well, because I've been out at A-State, and we'll take a picture with a student, right? And they're like, hey, can you airdrop that to me? I'm like, just text yourself, because I don't know.
What's a cloud? Does it actually go into a cloud?
Just go ahead and put your number in my phone.
Dude, you wouldn't believe how many Arkansas State students have taken... I just hand them my phone, just text yourself. I don't
know. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What are you doing that for?
Well, it's,
you make
Brandon's. People talk about it, Brandon.
Yeah, it's just it's Brandon's way of getting numbers.
So I just take a picture. I just randomly take a picture of me and a girl and say, like, right. You want this picture?
Here.
Text me.
You found the prettiest girl out there. Hey, I'm going to take a picture of her. And then I'm going to have her number in my phone.
Gosh.
That's how he wins.
That's
the smartest idea.
That's so stupid. Okay.
Oh, man.
Let's go ahead and get you caught up on what's trending. All right, today's Wednesday, February the 7th of 2018. Okay. President Trump, he's asking the Pentagon to put together a parade to showcase the military equipment that we have as a country. So it's one of the things he wants to do. This hasn't been done in 30 years, but President Trump wants to do that. So there's a big story on this big rocket, SpaceX's Falcon Heavy. It's more powerful than any rocket that's currently in use today. It was successfully test launched from Cape Canaveral, right? So the basic deal is, the plan is for this rocket to be able to go to Mars in one day.
Wow.
So I guess that means it's awful fast. $90 million to make the rocket. Snapchat has released its quarterly earnings report, and evidently, like, they're looking pretty good. I thought that maybe Snapchat might have been on the ropes a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're saying there's 187 million daily active users on Snapchat.
That's crazy.
But I did read that there's an update that people weren't real happy with. I don't know if my phone's updated or not.
I'm just not on Snapchat either. Enough. I'm more of like the Instagram story stuff now as opposed to Snapchat. I don't know.
So maybe we should get back on there.
Yeah, maybe we should.
On Snapchat, what's yours?
I am David Daly on air.
All right. What's your... Forget it. Just forget it. I'm Brandon on KFIN on Snapchat.
I don't know what mine is right
Kelly's
this
just on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I love it. What is it?
Kylie Jenner announced the birth of her and the name of her child. The baby's name is Stormy, so there you go with that. Congratulations goes out to Corey Keller. Mm-hmm. She is the new Miss Arkansas State University, and she was in the room
at
7:30 this morning. We'll have that complete interview for you on the podcast and a video of it as well. So congratulations to Corey, who won a $5,000 scholarship and also gets to compete at Miss Arkansas.
Yep.
Other people who were the runners-up include Emily Doggett, Brooke Barnes, Madison Kate, and Kylie Henderson. Ballet Day. It's National Ballet Day. It's also National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Big hashtags overnight. Hashtag Stormy for Kylie's baby's name. Josh McDaniels, another big hashtag. He's the guy from the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, I guess, right?
And still is the offensive coordinator for the Patriots, not the head coach of the Colts.
But he was going to the Colts.
He was.
He told them he was coming.
Yeah, and they were even tweeting about it, but that's not the case.
Another big hashtag, again, was Snapchat. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
great.
Oh, man.
Dr. Kevin Reed joins us in the studio from Vet Care this morning. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Sergeant Larry Rogers from Animal Control has come in. We couldn't even recognize
Larry. I didn't even know who he was.
Incognito. How you doing?
He has hair.
He has hair. He has a beard.
It's incredible.
I didn't think as an officer of the law you were allowed to have a beard.
You can't.
So, were you fired?
No. I'm.
Have you not seen the
he's
mayor?
He's rebelling.
Can somebody call Mayor Perrin?
No, the chief was just like, you know, it's Larry. Come on. He's special.
That's good. That's
we do know that.
But, like, you've lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah.
So, we've seen you probably twice in the last year.
This
because
is true.
You were doing stunt work with Tom Cruise or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what you're trying to hang on.
Well, it's the, I think he was the in young 50 cop mind with too. The old cop body. It just...
So you've gone through some stuff.
Yeah.
But you've lost, 40 pounds?
Yeah.
Feel mm-hmm. pretty good?
Great. Excellent.
Doc, what do you think about him? Does he look like a new man?
He looks pretty handsome. I didn't even recognize him when I walked in. I mean,
right. Yeah. We've been talking about that.
I mean, almost Sean Connery-ish.
Kelly.
That's what he told us.
Oh, that's what he said.
Thank you.
Please say I look like Sean Connery. What's going on in the animal population, guys?
Well, it's cold outside right now, so we're just kind of, you know, checking up on people, checking up on the dogs and everything, patrolling the neighborhoods. If you see any dogs out, you know, we're asking people to call us up and let us know where we can go check on them and stuff. But otherwise, we're staying busy with adoptions and everything, so... We're doing good.
How's the year so far? I mean, I know we're 1 month in, but...
Oh, we're doing fantastic this year. So I'm really happy with it. But like I said, you know, with this bad weather that came in through last night,
yep.
You need to get out there and check on your dogs. If your animals are outside, your dogs, cats, if possible, bring them inside. If not, then make sure... we recommend do not put blankets in their dog houses or their little cat house. Put some type of shaving in there, cedar, pine shaving, something that blanket, just all it does is collect moisture, mud, all that kind of stuff, and it's just not healthy for the animal. Also, take time to make sure it's got plenty of fresh water all the time. Yeah. Even though it's cold outside, they're not doing as much exercise and stuff. Still, by shivering and all this kind of stuff, that's burning calories and everything. They need to hydrate all the time.
I think a lot about the dogs, you know, in this time of year, and we think, oh, maybe we should bring the dogs in. But what about the cats who live outside?
Cats, too. I mean, yeah, the cats, too. It's definitely, but... And like I was checking Mackie out this morning, his paws, making sure that, you know, he just went outside, come back in, but because of ice on the ground stuff, that there wasn't no ice stuck down in his paw area or anything like that, make it uncomfortable for him. But it's just one of these things, you know, you take care of yourself, take care of your animal too.
There you go. Sergeant Larry Rogers, Jonesboro Animal Control. Kevin Reed, I heard you talking about pet influenza a few minutes ago.
I was.
Are you seeing much of that?
Well, we're not really. I don't know that we've ever seen and actually diagnosed a case here. But, you know, obviously in different parts of the country, it's an issue. And, you know, if obviously a lot of pets have been vaccinated against it, there is a vaccine. There's actually a bivalent vaccine out, which has both strains in it. It does take two injections 3 weeks apart to, you know, properly immunize a pet, a dog. So, you know, if your dog travels or goes to dog shows or kennels in other states where it's been reported, it would be wise to do that.
I had no idea there was a flu shot for dogs.
There is a flu shot now.
That's crazy. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything else we need to teach people about this?
Well, I don't know about pets, but I wanted to make an observation.
What's that?
I saw that picture of you guys at the March of Dimes
event.
Yeah. Yeah, the fashion show.
Yeah.
And... You know, that picture of Kelly's dress, oh, my gosh. First, I did take it. It's not Kinko's anymore, but I had a poster made of it, and it's right up next to my 1976 Farrah Fawcett. I wondered. I had to study it to see if it was on. It looks like it's on backwards almost because all that lace that's there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And
I may have put it on backwards. I don't know.
I didn't know if that was a body stocking or if that was.
It was an actual body stocking. Yeah.
Well, okay.
I couldn't tell.
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders is coming down. I need a copy, Doc. You got to hook a brother up.
I was going to say, if you need a second career, you ought to follow Brandon and be a wrestler, and I've got the name for you.
Oh, no, Kevin. No,
we got to hear it.
I don't know if we can
Maybe
do that.
Maybe we should screen this first.
How about Areola Borealis? Is that what it's called? The Northern Headlights?
Yes!
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The perfect age to get married.
35.
Okay. That's what my grandfather would say, 35.
I would say in your 30s.
So science is showing that the perfect age to get married, according to all these statistics, is around 26.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. It was wild. Kelly and I were talking yesterday about when she was in, I guess, going to college. And we were talking about how, there could be members of a spirit squad or whatever, or even a member of the football team or the basketball team that are married, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't really hear about that very much. I never think about them as being married until they're out of college.
Right. No.
But like when my mom was getting married, it was like, man, you turned 18, 19 years old. You were getting married.
Yeah, my mom was married at 19.
Dad, I think sometimes it depends on where you live, your environment, what everybody else kind of does.
Right. But I think it's probably less likely now to get married that early, which my grandfather was such a big proponent of, man, wait till later in life. Wait till later in life. And I remember thinking, man, Pop is crazy. And then you realize as you get older that
Pop
maybe,
was right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because it happens so. I mean, you're going to go back and look at things where you think your mom and dad are crazy now. And in 10 years, 15 years, you're going to be like, man, they were right.
They were still crazy.
Well, they were still crazy, but they were right.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the photos of the mother who was walking down the hallway at the hospital in Kansas and she's about to give birth? And she can't take one more step. She's in the hallway of the hospital.
No.
Have you seen it?
Are you serious?
Open your email and check the link.
Okay.
Because there's a photo of her as she's approaching. Now, don't stop. Hey, let me see what you're looking at. Have you clicked on the one that says you can't look at it yet? There's a picture that's blurred out. Have you clicked on that one yet?
Oh, my gosh.
Should I click on it? It's a warning click.
Okay. I'm going to tell you.
David's freaking out.
Did you see it?
Oh my goodness.
There's another one.
There's more warnings. It's worse on the second one.
Oh my gosh. Why did you send this to me?
Oh my goodness.
Because it blew my mind.
I wasn't ready. Bless her heart.
This is the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So she and her husband are walking down the hallway and she's about to go into labor, right? And they're trying to get her to the room and she can't take one more step. So the only option was to lay her down and get the doctors and the nurses into the hallway, and she delivered the baby.
What a story.
On the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And for whatever reason, there was a photographer there, a member of the family or somebody who was taking the photos, and now the business, her business,
poor girl,
is public.
It lives out there forever.
Well, there is another picture of the baby on her chest, and everyone's fine.
That's right. She survived it.
Yeah.
But now her privates are public.
I don't even know what to say.
I think David wasn't ready.
First experience I ever seen.
Yeah.
But look at him. Look at him.
I'm like shaking right now.
Are you?
The thought of that scares me to death.
Let me just tell you this. I've had a child. Not physically, but I was in the room.
Yeah, I've actually had one.
I didn't see that. I didn't look.
Good for you.
I didn't. Mm-mm. I stayed.
There's no way.
We kept eye contact from shoulder level.
Oh.
I wasn't going to, but I've seen this.
I know. I didn't.
Just tell me.
Why did I click on it? You just scarred David.
Just thank me.
Why would I thank you?
It's not
beautiful.
A thank you.
It's different, David.
It's a beautiful process.
It's the miracle of how in the world this happens.
You know what?
And how in the world a woman is strong enough to be
amazing.
Able to do that, because
it's
that is crazy.
Amazing.
It is incredible, and it's fantastic that they're all doing okay. But you know what?
He's white. He's about to pass out.
I will be just fine with looking at the baby after everything is done.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
And guys, there were so many rumors floating about that Kylie Jenner had named her daughter Butterfly or maybe Posey or something along those lines. But we can now confirm it was not any of those names. No, Kylie Jenner's baby's name is Stormy Webster, and Stormy with an I.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where the Webster came from.
I don't know.
Is that guy?
Didn't he used to have a TV show?
He had a TV show. Maybe it was after. Maybe she's a fan of the show.
Or she loves dictionaries.
Yeah.
That could be that, too.
I'm thinking that. So,
glad you finished that.
She confirmed that on social media.
Or Stormy
Daniels. Yeah.
It could be that, too.
Oh, man. But she confirmed that on social media yesterday. Really sweet post. You're going to go check that out.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea, the way she did the pregnancy thing, where, we didn't have to. I mean, we heard about it, but it wasn't from her.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Pretty smart, mm-hmm. I think. Probably great marketing, too. So Justin Timberlake's album, Man of the Woods, it came out on Friday, and it looks like we pretty much predicted it. It will be the number one album in the country. It looks like it sold about 300,000 copies. Of course, the lead-off single was Filthy.
Put your filthy hands all over me.
Yeah. David loves this song.
I heard that David was walking around last night at Miss Arkansas State University backstage looking at all the girls doing it.
I know this ain't the clean.
I was walking around like, hey, put your filthy hands all over me. That was actually the intro song last night.
It's actually why Corey Keller brought her mom in here today.
Yeah.
Because
she's
scared. Oh, man. She didn't know what David was going to do.
That's awful.
Here's the other Justin song that we like. It's the one with Chris Stapleton.
Everybody says, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something.
Man of the Woods is number one this week. What you got, Kelly?
So, you know, sometimes we'll be like, hey, let's take a selfie for social media or whatever, and it's spontaneous,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that never happens to Kim Kardashian because reportedly she has a team of 12 stylists that live in their own wing at her house, so they're ready at all times. So they get a text in the morning at 3 a.m., hey, I'm trying on some new clothes and I'd like to take a selfie. Makeup artists, hair wow. artists, edit people, lighting all come in to do her selfie. And sometimes it takes hundreds of pictures to get that one selfie that we see on Instagram.
But that's why I always think, oh, she looks really pretty there.
Right. And I'm sure girls are like, how in the, I've never been able to take a selfie mm-hmm. like that. Well, there's a reason.
Yeah.
I'm just floored by that. Like you said, it is her brand. That's her deal.
Yeah.
And she does always look beautiful, but I just cannot imagine that.
So our deal, and we talked about this early this morning, like our deal is we wake up, we prep a show, we come in here, we do the show, we do a podcast, we do all these events and all that stuff. Kim Kardashian wakes up and takes pictures and then films a TV show. Like she basically just gets to live. Her brand and her business is to take pictures and be on camera.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
So we're going to work toward that.
Yeah.
My goal in life is to have 12 people living with me to have my selfies perfect.
I can come live with you now.
No, we'll go ahead and pass
oh,
on
no.
that.
Oh, man.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David was the host of Miss Arkansas State University last night.
I was.
So proud of him.
It was a good time.
Saw some good pictures from it, so congratulations. Yeah. You kind of overcame a fear. And I think we talk a lot, and we really want young people to hear us talk about this when they're on the way to school or whatever. Hey, you know, tackle those fears. And if you're nervous, go ahead and try to push right through it because it'll be okay on the other end. You'll learn so much about yourself. And David went through a couple of stressful experiences, hosting the prom fashion show, Miss A Stay by yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, this one, it had its moments of being a little bit stressful here and there. But overall, it was just a good show, and I'm glad we got to have a lot of great young ladies come out, show their talents, and just do a fantastic job. And, of course, Corey Keller, your new Miss ASU.
Boom, that picture is up. I posted that already, Brandon, on KFIN on social media. We also have the video of the interview. She was awesome.
Yeah.
From Stuttgart. And just a good
natural,
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have that video up later on this morning as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFIN.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Garth Brooks got to do something for the very first time. He got to play on Lower Broadway in Nashville.
Wow.
He's never had the chance to play a club-like gig, but there's an event happening in Nashville this week. A bunch of people there. Small venue, though, like 150 people, 200 people max in the club, and in walks Garth. Really cool videos out today on social media.
Chris Jansen was recently surprised by being invited to become the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. So his buddy Keith Urban, who's already a member, surprised him with the live on stage. Actually, his show was sold out. Chris Jansen's was. Mm-hmm. So Keith Urban surprised him on stage. He said, it was one of my favorite places in the world to play. I remember when I was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry here. So, well, it's only natural to say I would like to invite you to be the newest member of our family. Wow. So, of course, Chris Jansen said, I could probably die if I never get to do anything else. He was very excited about it.
That's neat. I love this new song by Chris Jansen. It's called Drunk Girl.
Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone. Leave her keys on the counter, your number by her phone. Pick up her life she threw on the floor. Leave the hall lights on, walk out and lock the door. That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man.
take a drunk girl home.
The newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, Chris Jansen.
Well, Kane Brown and Lauren Elena are two of the biggest up-and-comers in country music right now, and they're actually old high school friends. It's pretty cool because they also have a number one duet together that went double platinum.
Yep.
Of course, we're talking about one of their biggest hits out there, What Ifs.
What if I was made for you?
Good song.
And the neat thing about that is they actually have another song they've been talking about maybe doing together again. And it sounds like it may make his next album. So yep. We'll just have to kind of wait and see on all that stuff. But lots going on with in the world of Kane Brown. Of course, he's got another big song out there right now called Heaven.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
That was not the right button, was it?
I don't think so.
It's gonna be so good.
I think that was on the song.
I don't remember that part.
Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced. Cause I don't know how, I don't know how heaven could be better than this.
And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What's on TV tonight, David?
Well, we have the series premiere of Big Brother Celebrity Edition at 7 o'clock on CBS. If you're a big fan of Big Brother, this ought to be a really fun celebrity cast of people all stuck in this house together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any idea who's on it?
Chuck Liddell's one of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Omarosa from President Donald Trump's revolving door of White
House.
She'll
cause drama.
Yeah, she'll be on there.
Yeah.
Keisha Knight Pulliam from The Cosby Show.
Oh, she was Rudy, right?
Yeah.
Rudy Huxtable.
And former Miss Columbia from Steve Harvey's Miss America fiasco.
Oh, she'll be pretty too.
So you have a lot of interesting takes on that show. That ought to be fun.
Okay.
Brandon was telling me how excited he was for this one. It's the series premiere of the rebooted Queer Eye on Netflix.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
Brandon was telling me how much he's looking forward to getting home immediately and watching that on Netflix. Mm-hmm. That's on there. You also have the fourth season finale of The Librarians on TNT, third season premiere of Channel Zero on Sci-Fi. The Match Game is on ABC tonight, and lots of great stuff on TV with The Blacklist, Grown-ish, The X-Files, Riverdale all at 7 o'clock, Dynasty at 8, Waco, American Crime Story, and Chicago PD at 9.
Boom. There you go. Hope you guys have a great day. Our interview with Corey Keller, who is the new Miss Arkansas State University, that's going to be on the podcast here in a little bit. You can check that out when you search Brandon Baxter in the Morning on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music.